third time lucky.
See?
No, it's all gaining experience on the tour, doing the tour, yeah, as you know. Building that confidence up, building your scoring up, your doubling and things like that. That's all that's down to. Past couple of years I've had Terry Jenkins, who actually smashed me. I was nervous as hell. And then 2 years after that, I had Simon Whitlock, who was on form and everything as well. But I know I had another good player there, as in Kim. But bookies always get it wrong.
It looked like it meant a lot to you. Did that have something to do with coming into this Bet Victor World Match Play, the fact that you did get beat by Kim not so long ago?
Oh, I haven't been. That's the first time I've been Kim. And I'm getting so much off my other half, my wife, giving me some stick all day yesterday, all day today, saying if I lose, I've got to go on that roller coaster. And I hate roller coasters. I'd have a heart attack at the end. So I wouldn't be around. So I had to prove a point to them as well.
Have any tactics when you were playing Kim there to get through that game, put him off his stride?
Yeah, I slowed him down. I said that in my interview before. Sorry, but I will slow you down. But there's nothing in the rules. As long as you're throwing your darts, I went throwing as slow as some players can do. I've done things to make sure I win.
Well, you did get that victory, and you're into the second round of the Bet Victor World Match Play. You're playing probably what, the darts of your life these past few months, Peter?
On a tour at the moment, yeah, but I can play better. So once that comes out, I'll be very happy. It's getting there.
We have seen you throw some ludicrous averages on the tour, and obviously that UK Open run to the semi-finals, to me, it looked like there was only one person who could have beaten you that weekend. You ran into him in the semis. You've got to be really confident at the minute.
Yeah, unfortunately, I ran into the man himself, Mr. Taylor. And to be honest, I played him and not the board and what I was doing throughout the whole tournament, to be honest. That's just down to respect what he's done for darts. And, I'm in good form and been hitting silly averages on the floor. But I know I can play better on that, so watch out.
Watch out either Colin Lloyd or Michael Van Gerwen. How would you feel about whoever you get from that?
Don't care. They got to play me. They know that. They don't want to draw me, really. They would rather Kim, to be honest. So, they don't want to play me because they know I'm dangerous.